Vaiter and Shas, we're above Mitzvah, Samach Tes, picking up on Samach Tes, Samach Beis, but about the page 2, 4, 6, 7 lines up from the bottom, second word, Amar Rav Nachman. Amar Rav Nachman, Allah is Rabbi Yehuda, Allah is Rabbi Yehuda, and this is, we continue on with discussions of yesterday, that even if you go and you dip in the fish sauce, or you have the dried fig, that's enough type of payment in order to move forward. V'alach Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Yehuda, is like him also, that the whey, which is the top of the milk, and the wool that just falls off, is considered off money. V'alach Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, that's also like him, that a young animal can be assessed with its mother, whether it's the baby cow or the baby horse, to give it to the herdsman to raise without paying any sort of fee. And even in a place where they're nohig to la los schar kasef lemos, where they go and they give, you know, the travel fee. Yeah, okay, so these halachas are like all these circumstances. Story time. B'nei Rav Ilish, nafak alay Rahu Shtara. These were the sons of Rav Ilish. He ended up dying, and there was a shtar that was brought. Rashi says that Shekibel Avim Iska Palga Be'aga Palga Behefsed. There was a half reward, half hefsed. Tavik Sivbe, it says Palga Be'aga Palga Behefsed. Like the Gemara now says, half profit, half reward, and half loss. But there was, it didn't mention anything about the Schark, the money that's going towards the one who's managing it. And so Amar Rava came from Rava, Rav Ilish Gavar Rabbi. He was a great, great man. He wouldn't have fed people something that was aser. Rashi says, Lohia Maichil Ribis Labalabayas, the Kabilale Hachi Ribisa Havu. The Katarach Palga, if it would have been like this, and it's ribbis, because he's Katarach Palga the Bikada and Mishum Palga the Malva. El Vadre Star Hachim Mefarshinan Lalishna Shekiba Love Ezem Mehem Sheyirtse. That is, as Lav the Gor explains, Marav Shach, I Palga Ba'agar, Tre Tilse Behefsid. If you want to take the half of profits, then the cash guy has to agree to be chayav for 2/3 of any sort of loss, and you're going to be chayav for only 1/3 of loss that's going to come out. Beep, turn the page. Samachas, Ipalka Behef said, Dreitzos of Agar, and if you want to take half of the loss, then you're going to be able to get 2/3 of the profits. So it's, since Rav is saying, Vilish was such a chash of a person, there's no way he would have said, it would have gone into a ribbish tickle. So when it says over here in the shtar that half the profits or half the losses, it means that he gets to choose either half of the profits or half the losses. And then the other opposite one, if you say half the profits, then the cash guy is going to be chayav for 2/3 of any losses. And Rav Ilish would be chayav a third. And if he chose 2/3 of the profits, he would be chayav for half of the losses, if that's what would come about. Says the Gemara, Amar of Kahana, Amrita Lashmaita Kamed Rav Zvid Minardoi. I said this in front of Zvid Minardoi. Formerly he said, Dilma Rav Ilish, Tovel Imo B'tzir Hava. Who says that this is what he did? Maybe there was money involved, and therefore there wasn't ribbons because of that. Maybe he dipped his food in the fish sauce with the cash guy, and therefore he got his payment, according to Rabbi Yehuda. Amar Rav Nachman al Rabbi Yehuda, Amar Nachman says, Allah is like Rabbi Yehuda. Amar Leis is back, La Vilchasei Etmar. It wasn't said by Rav Nachman that the Allah goes to Rabbi Yehuda, Ela Shita Etmar. It was just said that, what does he mean when he said that? That Rabbi Yehuda and others have the same opinion. Rashi says, "Hachiam Rav Nachman, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yosi, Benov Rabbanan, Rabbi Shimon, Kulam Bishita Achas Amudavim." All of them say the same idea. And Hachinam Mistab makes sense. Di Lo Tema, if you don't say that, Lamalei Lamech Lamechashev Lamemar Halacha Halacha. Why do Rav Nachman need to bring all these Tanaim, the three Tanaim in a row, and say the Halacha follows? Just lema halacha k'Rabbi Yehuda. Said the halacha is according to Rabbi Yehuda. The mekel mekulu, who is mekel from all the Tanaim. The fact that they repeated the statement shows that he wanted to bring all the Tanaim who follow the line of thought over here. That the one who's managing, right, doing the business, right, because the money guy and the manager guy, the manager's money in an iska, he was just saying what the din is, but his money when it comes, his getting paid during the iska shtickle. So it's not a kash on him. Amarav, Rav says, Moser Shlish Besokharcha. Let's say the cash guy, remember, you have the cash guy and the managing guy. These are the partners here. So let's say the cash guy tells the managing guy that all profits are going to come that are more than a third of the value are going to be your schar. In other words, it's going to be your payment. There is a mutter. That is something which is going to be mutter. Rashi says the Hakiba Alei Misafik VaAfagav Dezimnin Deleka Mutter Shlish, and that is like Lamashal. You have a cow that's evaluated and was given to a herdsman to go raise it. The profits or losses are going to end up being shared. However, they agreed that only profits of up to one third should be shared. Anything that would go above that would be kept by the herdsman himself as his schar. Now, though it's possible that it's not going to get to a greater profit in one third, and the case in that case, then the manager over there is going to get nothing at all. Rav says this is something which is going to be mutter. It's a mutter thing to do. Shmuel Amar lo matzah moser shlish. Lo matzah moser shlish yelech b'tzar rekan. So what do you want to say? That if it doesn't get to a point that it comes out to more than a third, then the managing guy, he should go home with nothing. He should walk home with absolutely zero. Elam Shmuel kotzeitz lo dinar. The cash guy should give him that he's going to get a payment of a dinar if it doesn't go to more than one third. That's like a regular amount of minimum wage. Practically, Gemara v'safek Rav ain kotzeitz lo dinar. Does Rav say that one, right, we just mentioned Shmuel. Does Rav not say that you have to give a dinar? Doesn't he say you should also? But Rav, Reish Egla Liftoma. The head of the cow goes to the one who fattens it up. Rashi says, a Mekabel Egla Lifatma, someone who takes it to fatten it up, Lamech, Lamechsis, they split it, for half. Hiroshi Tokulo, Lechelko, he takes the whole thing, b'schar, as payment. B'schar amalo mizono, v'ashar chol k'mashar, the rest of it, he goes ahead and he splits with the cash guy. My love, we're not saying that Rav is talking about like a case to Amalei, where the owner of the cow says to the herdsman, Moser shlish b'scharcha, that all profits that go more than a third are going to be for your payment. And nonetheless, he gets the head, so he doesn't go home with nothing. That's what Rav would also say that. But the Gemara, lo, that's not what Rav's talking about. The Amar Lei is talking about where the money, the owner of the thing, says to the herdsman, Imo Sishlish, I Reish Egla Lefatoma. He says that if it goes above a third, that's going to be your thing, your money, your payment. Or the head of the cow is going to go to the fattener guy. Yiboyseima, or another answer is Kikamarav Moser Shlish B'Scharcha Mutar. When does he say that? Okay, going to Isle Behemali Didei. He's talking about where the guy who's doing the management, he puts very little stuff into the Iska because he has his own animal. So adding another animal to go and raise along with it is not as much tircha. Dami inches, people are going to say, gabel l'torah, gabel l'torah. So like, when you go and you mix the feed for your animal, do it for a few of them. But in the case of the herdsman is only doing one at one cow, then he has to be guaranteed the head of the cow in order to make sure that he doesn't go home with nothing. Story time. Rabbi Lazar me hagronia zoven behema. He came along, he ended up buying an animal. And v'yayiv le'ilai risei, he gave it to his sharecropper. Rashi says lamechsa b'schar v'hefsid, to take on 50% of the deal, whether it goes up in value, it goes down and out, they gain, they lose. So he gave it over to his arisei. But it's not just normally for a regular like sharecropper thing, but he gives it to them to fatten it up, and for the half schar, half loss shtickle. Fatim lay, so he fattened it up. V'yayiv le'reishi b'agir, v'loser gave him the head as his wages. V'yayiv palgaravcha, and also gave him half of the profit, that he gave to him. And Amr lay the bisu, the wife of the sharecropper said to her husband, imish tataft bahadei, if you are an equal partner with him, then Yoiv Lach Nami Alise, he would have given you also the tail. Also Zabin Ba'adei, so the sharecropper, he, you know, listened to his wife, he bought an animal together with Rabbi Elazar, he fattened it up, Palagle Me Alisa, when it came time to split it up, so Rabbi Elazar divided the tail with him. Guy wasn't expecting that, but he did. And Amale Tan Niflu Reshe. So he says, okay, let's split the head. So Amale said, hold on a second. Hashta Kamekar Namilo. You're not going to give me like we did originally. Last time you gave me the entire head. Why are you splitting the head with me now? Amale said to him, Ada Idna Zuze Didi Havu. Until now, the money was all mine. It was, I'm the one who invested all the money in. But you took responsibility for half the loss, half the value of the animal was considered a loan to you, like we like the classic case of Iska. And therefore, if I didn't give you a little bit more than the profits, it looks like ribis because you worked because of the work that you gave for my animal. Hashta Shutvianan. But now we're partners. And there's no issue of ribis because I didn't lend you anything. Right? So my comment, what are you going to say now in order to get more than half? Tarachna Tve Porta, that I worked a little bit more. This is Rashi Lahachna Salhotzi, Dilu Mazon, Emotzach Lasubin, El Sa'ar, and Kanis La'emtze Kederach Shutvin. You bought all the stuff halfway and you just worked a little more. I mean, people are going to say, Stamarisa Lamari Ara Kamishabid Napsi. That's what he does in Aris. He works himself more, La Suya Le Raya, to find a good place for the animals to eat. So that you don't have to go to the shuk to end up spending more money, because it's expected for him to go ahead and to do a little bit more stuff. You can't now demand more because of that. So, yeah, no problem. Let's split this, split that, and split everything. Now, says the Gemara, Tanu Rabbanan Hasham Behemel Chaveiro. Someone assesses the value of an animal and giving to his friend to raise and for to get half of the profit. Ad masa chayev letapaba. How long is he chayev to take care of it before he can go ahead and split the profits? Sumcha somer basonos shmonas chodesh. When it comes to donkeys, it's 18 months. Bigodros chavdalid chodesh. When it comes to small animals, it says behemadaka lashon gidros tzon that he has to watch for 24 months. And if the herdsman goes to divide it within that time, chaver ma'akev elav, the friend, the owner of the animal can stop him from doing it. But the care that an animal needs during the year is not the same as it needs for another year. In other words, when you're raising an animal, you need more during the second year than you do the first year. You have to feed it more. You have to do more for it the second year. So now, my aval to come, what does it mean? But what exactly are you saying? If it's more difficult during the second year, then it makes sense that the owner can stop the one from stopping the partnership after 1 year. Why does it say that it says, but however, Ella, we read it as Ella Lafisha Eno Doma Tipula Shoshana Zula Tipula Shoshana Acheres. Don't read it as Ava, read it as Lafisha Eno Doma Tipula Shoshana Zula Shoshana Acheres. It's not the same type of work. So you have to work it for the first year for the whole thing, but the second year is more difficult. That's when you can sell it. Tanya Yidach, I have another bride says, Hashem Behemel Chaver, if you go to assess it and you give it to, you know, to raise for half the profits, Admasai Chayev, Latapa Bevlad, those songs you have to take care of the offspring that are born to the animal while you're taking care of the animal itself. Says Rashi Sha'af, Hein Nechlok in the Mechs, even those are split up. Shein Schar, Vemakabo Ba, Lomer Chalok Oso Miyad, Shelo Esek Bechelek Shelcha, Sheno Noto Bo Klum. He'd rather just right away give the half that are born, if four animals are born, and give two to the other guy and let take to himself, because he's getting that that schar, half of it. Why should he raise the other one? He's not getting anything out of it. But these animals need to be taken care of. So therefore, he's chayev to keep it in his care for a smaller amount of time. The question is, how long does he hold on to it? B'daka lamidyom. When he's dealing with a behemoth daka, small animal, it's 30 days. Rav says, k'derech she'parit lecha kasev b'tipa l'abachor, she'chai b'sol l'tapuba b'daka shloshim u'b'gasa chamishim v'achakach notzen l'koin d'yelofloi b'b'choros mikrai. That is that if a person is born into a flock, he has a b'chor, even though it's not his, he's chayav to deal with it for 30 days. If it's behemoth daka, and if it's the gasa, they said it's 50 days. B'daka shloshim u'b'gasa nun yom, it comes out to 50 days you have to go and care for this animal. Biosi Omer, Bedaka Gilm Chadoshim, 3 months. Mipnei Tipulim Ruba, because he needs a lot of care. My Tipulim Ruba, what does that mean? Mipnei Shinea Dakos, because its teeth are very small, and therefore it can't really do it by itself. It's got to stay by the mama, which the herdsman is taking care of, and therefore it has to take care of it also. Mikan Ve'elich, from then on. If he goes beyond that, Notel Mechsa Shalo, he takes his own half, Chetzi Mechsa. B'shachavero, and he gets half of the profit of his friend's half. Story time. Rabbi Nashna Bargada. He raised the offspring of an animal that was in his care by Iska beyond the amount of time. Shakal mechsa shelo v'chatzi mechsa b'shachavero. Also l'kami d'abai. So he took half of his and a half of the half of his friends. He came in front of Abaye because his partner was upset about that. Amale, Abaye says, man palaglach, who split it up for you? It's true that you take his half of his stuff as long as you make a deal with him. It's not automatic. Rash says, Mi shamo sa, shama lo nishumis yafe. Maybe it wasn't done properly. V'od and furthermore, mokum shenagu lagadalhu, that this is a place where it's normal for the herdsmen who do iska to raise the offspring until they mature, not only for 30 or 50 days. Utanan, and we learned in a Mishnah coming up, and Amud Beis, Makom Shagul Gadol Yagdil, in a place where it's, the custom is to raise the offspring until they mature, you have to go and raise them there. So you actually were chayev to raise them, and you don't get anything for it. So what are you doing coming and taking the stuff? Rashi says, Yagdil Avlados, Achi Gadolim, Ve'inu Notab Shal Chaver Klom, you don't take anything from your friend. Another story time, Hanu Trey Kusoy, there were two Kusoyim, two Kutis. Not as in a Kusi, but from the town of Kusi. The Ovid Iska, they did a business trip deal with each other. No, it didn't Iska. And there was some cash that came out of it. There was a profit. Also, Chad Minayu Palazuse, one of them, meaning the one who was managing it, divided the money of how much they gained below Daite the Chavri without his friend knowing about it. What he did is he got profit. It really, it's 50-50. And then he reinvested those profits, then taking 100% of his 50% and half of the other 50%. Also, coming to our public in for our papa, Amalei said, my nafka mina. What nafka mina is there? If, what's the problem? So you did it without your knowledge. Hachim Rav Nachman, Zuze command de plige damu. Money is considered like it's already divided because there's nothing to assess over here. And therefore, he could take his share of the money without asking his friends. Lashana, the next year, is Zavun Chamra Badei Dadi. The two of them took a new business deal and they bought wine together. Kamidach Paglay, and the other partner, he got up and he split the profits, both like the Chavre, without him knowing. Also, come to Republic, came from Republic again. And Amalei, he says to him, Man Paglach, who split it for you? In other words, how could you go ahead and do this on your own? Amalei, Kachazina, Dabasa Didi, Kaasimar. I see that you always go after me. You always go after me. In other words, you're always coming against me. You're not happy. Because this was the other partner now. So you had these two partners, A and B. In the first year, A took the money, the 100% profit, and he reinvested it. And of 50% of it, he took 100% of it. And of the other 50%, he took 25% of it. So B's like, oh, I'll do that also. When they get to wine, he did the flip. Reinvested, and he did it also. But he's like, hold on 1 second. Who said you're allowed to go and do it? And he says, oh, I see you're always after me. So he said, I'm a papa. Papa says to him, beep, turn the page. Samech has my base. Kahai gavda, in that case, vade tzarch lo leodue. In other words, if he's suspecting that maybe I'm doing something wrong over here, vade tzarch lo leodue, I'm going to explain to him why I donned the din that I really did. A judge doesn't have to go and explain himself, but he says if he's really suspecting me, I will. So he says to him, Zuse, when it came to the money, Mishakol Tavi Vishavik Chasri, did he take good ones and leave bad ones? Is that what happened over here? Right? That's not what happened over here. Rather, what did he do? He split it according to regular coins that are going on. Amalei lo, right? He said no, he didn't. So Amalei says back to him, Chamra kuli ama yadi deika bas de basim beika de lo basim. There's some wines that are better; they taste better, and some that taste worse, and therefore you can't divide it without the partner. Gufa Amar Rav Nachman Zuzik Kaman de pligi dami. When Rav Nachman says the money, it's like already split. Hani mili, what's it talking about? Tavi v'tavi, tkule v'tkule, avatavi v'tkule lo. It's only talking about if you have good coins. Or, Hani Mili Tavi Vitavi, these are good coins and good coins. But when you're dealing with the other type of coins, which are Tekule, which are not as good coins, then you could substitute like two like types of coins. If a Tavi Vitkule, lo, you can't intermingle one with the other. So he's only talking about when it was equal coins. Okay, Rav Chama have a mogar zuze bepshita bioma. He would rent coins for a certain amount of money. zuz is a certain amount of money. Bepshita bioma is 1/8 of a zuz. So he would rent ours as beloshen schiros, beloshen hava. Hineni maskir lecha zuz hayom bepshot dahainu zuz medina and the shmina shebetsuri. So he would lend out for 1/8 of the value of something. That's how much he would rent it for. Kalo zuze de Rav Chama. Rav Chama ended up losing his money. He lost it all because he was over on ribbis, as we're going to see. Rashi says in the Gemara in Ayin Aleph, we're going to see that people who lend by ribbis, they're going to lose their money. The money is going to go down. Yard to litiminion. That's kiliminil kamon. Sham malvion by ribbis nechsein mismotetin. His money goes down. What exactly was the problem? What did he think? What was the actual issue? Husavar, he thought that renting out money for money, it's renting out money for money is mutter. Maishna mimara, why is it different than renting out some sort of shovel? Right? I can rent my kli, so I can rent out money. What's the issue? Vlo, it's not true. Mara hadrabina, because when it comes to the shovel, it goes back to the person when it was rented. You give him the shovel, and then when the time's up, he gives it back to you. Rashi says, osa kli chozer ba'atzmo ba'ein. Ve'eino halva, it's low. It's not considered a loan, bedamim, when it comes to money. Ve'eino chriyuso a love, im nanser, this is reich, it's not a chreis, not on it, so there's some onus. Onishpar machas melacha, breaks during work. Helkachin schar ribbis, the schar is not considered ribbis. Ve'idia p'chase, and its value that goes down, you could recognize, you could see, you know, it's pachse when it goes down. Rashi says, "V'o chenikar pegamo shu nifkam miskalkel machum salacha." It gets ruined because of the work, and therefore the fee that he's getting is not considered any sort of ribbis. He's allowed to take a rental fee. Zuze lohajibenay, but zuz, it doesn't come back exactly as it was. When you go and you give the money, they use the money and brings you other money instead. And also, even if the original coins come back as they are, there's no clear change in what they were. Therefore, he's not allowed to charge a fee for renting them out. And if you do that, it will be ribbis. Ribbis. Only time you're allowed to take a fee is if there's going to be some sort of depreciation. So that was a case of something that didn't look like ribbis, but it was. Now we're going to show cases that look like ribbis, but they're really not. Amar Rava, Shari Leila Inish Lamir Leilachar. A person can say Helach Dalad Zuze Vaosfe Leplanya Zuze. Got some rich guy goes over to someone. I'm very rich. Go to you. I say here, take 4 zuz, and now go lend money to this guy. So I give you 4 zuz. You now lend the money to that guy. He pays you back, and now you get to keep it. That's not an issur, because only if it's the borrower that's giving it to the lender is going to be a problem. But here it's a third party on his own, no problem. A person can say to his friend, take these 4 zuz for yourself. And go tell Ploni that he should lend me money. So I go to you, I give you 4 zuz, I say, go to Bob, tell Bob he should lend me money. I'm not giving it to the lender to do this. I'm giving it to a third party who I know he has influenced someone else. I know that guy knows a very rich guy, and I need a big loan. So I say, here's like 4 zuz, and get him to give me a loan of $1 billion, whatever it is. That's okay. My time. Schar amira kashakil. He's just taking payment for speaking to him. So he's like, he's paying him to go ahead and do this for him. It's like services. It's goods. It's a business deal.
And Kihod Abamar Mar Breda Rapapa, that this happened, that Abamar, the son of Rapapa, Hava Shakil Ugna Dekira Mikiroi, he used to take things of wax from wax merchants, Varmale Lavu, and he would then tell his father, Oz Finhu Zuze, lend them money. Yeah, Rapapa was a rich man. So he gave him that. They said, lend him money. Amar Leh Rabbanu Rapapa. So he said to Rapapa, when they saw this, Acha Bere Demar Rabisa, master, your son, he's getting interest on the loan that you're going and giving. Amar Leh Rapapa said to him, Kolki Hai Rabisa Nechol. This type of ribis, go ahead, let him enjoy, let him eat it. Law satori ella ribis haba mi lova lamava, only if it's lova lamava. Hacha scharamir, kushakli, he's just taking scharamira, vishar it's mutter. So that guy was giving him wax in order that he should speak to Papa and give him a loan, and that is not a problem. Zok, the next heilige Mishnah. Yishamin parav chamor, you can go and evaluate the value of a cow or a donkey, v'chol davashu osev ocho, or anything else that works and eats from its own work, and give it to a herdsman to go and raise it, lemechsa, in order to get half of it. She says, lachlok shevach, sheyashbicho bedamim vlados, whatever comes from it, he gets half of it. You don't got to pay him nothing. Makom shagol lachlok is a vlados miyad, in a place where the custom is going to divide the vlados immediately, then cholken, you go ahead and you split it. Right, as soon as they're old enough to go on to leave. And like we said, it's either 30 days or 50 days. Then you go ahead and you split it right away. Chulk, and you can go right after the 30 to 50 days. Makom Shalka Legado, in a place where the custom is that they raise them until they get much bigger. Yak dealer, he goes ahead and he raises them. And then he goes and divides with them. And but he can't force it to give it before that. Shaman Egel im Imo. You can assess the Egel with its mother, Usiach im Imo, or the baby horse with its mother, and give it to them to raise without having to go and pay him for that. Because the mother works, and the money that gets from that is able to feed both of them, take care of them. Now, umafriz al sadehu, veinu choshesh mishum ribis. Mafrin says Rashi is a lashon, says mafriz, Rashi says mafrin, that mafrin al sadehu, lashon par v'rava. Gemara mafarish case said mafrin, what exactly is going on? But, and Rashi goes on, v'linira mafriz b'zayin, lashon marchiv umagdil. That you can go and you could increase. Like we're going to see what it is that if I have land and you are renting my land, then I can increase the rent. It's not ribis. The Gemara is going to spell it exactly how this is okay and what the case is. Tanu Rabbanan, mafriz al sadeu, he can go and increase the rent of the field. And this is due to a loan that I gave you. So you're renting my field, and I'm increasing the rent now after I gave you a loan. There's no ribis. Case said, how so? If you're renting a field from me, that you have to pay me 10 kor of wheat per year. Right? That's how they do it back in the day. There you go, and you give me that in order to pay. And then one day you say to me, Va'omer lo, tain li masayim zuz, give me 200 zuz. In other words, you want me to loan you 200 zuz. Right? It says, halveini masayim zuz. Votsiim basada lezaba lekser lezer lelachos. And then what's going to happen? Tain li masayim zuz, va'afar nesena, and I'm going to use it to be mefarnes the land. Rashi says that kol tsarka, kol davar kari parnasa. Like, I'm going to go and help. It's going to be for the land. I'm going to invest it. I'm going to fertilize. I'm going to weed, plow. I'm going to work the land. And he needed money in order to be able to do that. And therefore, he asked him to give him with a loan to be able to start doing it. Va'ani ale lecha shnemasar karm l'shana. And instead of paying it back, I'm going to give you 12 kor per year. I used to give you 10 kor per year. Now I'm going to give you 12 kor. Mutter. And this is something which is mutar. Rashi says, Ve'enzu ribis, schar maus, ela shechocher mimenu, sada mishubacha, somaila lo bechachirus, sada tova yosem mistei ra, basayim zuz, v'shnei korim chitim. This is not a issue of ribis. Because this loan is given in order to go and to improve the field. So, we actually don't even look at this like a loan, but like a business venture that they're working it together, that he's giving him as a shliach to make the field better with the money he's giving him. So the owner is improving his own property with his own money. And for an improved field, the owners, they should get more money for it. So there's two kor, and the 200 zuz together are the more rent that is being paid in order to go into improve the field. Aval ein mafriz lo al chanut velo al svina. But you're not allowed to do this to increase the rent of a store or of a boat. That's going to be an issue of riba. Rashi says she'im sachar mimenu chanut o svina. If that's what's going on, then aser lilvos himenu maus liknos peiros v'limkor b'chanut to get peiros and to sell or prakmatia laholich b'svina or some sort of goods to sell in the boat v'alo d'mei schiris and he'll raise the rent of the boat or the store kivin d'lo b'gufit d'chanut v'svina kamafik lo, he's not helping actual boat or the actual store l'anach zuzi l'ashbiach chanut v'svina then ain't to sefes aschar. It's just straight up for money, and that's going to be a loan. That's going to be ribbis. Sometimes you're even allowed to raise the rent of the store or of the boat when you're giving out that loan. How does that work out? Lotsur batsura. When it's given for painting pictures, a gatsir on the store or on the wall. Rashi Siyotzi Mosalalu Lotsur Botsuros Shitin Naj be nice. We're gonna come into the next store and to go and to eat over there and to buy over there. The Svino in the boat, Lasos La Iskaria, to make it Iskaria is a mast, a part of the boat. Rashi says Vilon Vishar Klia Svina could go in Torin. So you're doing something in order to go into actually better the actual thing itself than it's like the field. Chanut latzor batzur, the tzabu ba inchi v'have agat fe, because people are going to like to go into a nice place. You get like a nice type of store. So then therefore the rent, you're allowed to go ahead, you're allowed to make it higher. And tzvila soslo iskariot, to make it a new mast, kevin de shapira iskariot fe, because since it happens, agat fe, therefore the rent is allowed to be higher also. Once you increase the boat itself, you're making it nicer, so therefore that's going to be something which is not a problem of ribbis. Says in Gemara, Svinta, when you're dealing with the boat, Amarav, Agra Upagra, the renter can be chayv to pay rent and damages. Says Rashi, Mutter Laskira Almanasi im Tishaber Yishalom Osocher, if it breaks, that the guy has to go ahead, I could sell to you on condition that you have to pay me rent, and if something happens to it, you have to pay. Right? What's the normal circumstances that he's potter from something that happens to it when he rents, if it's by accident or just normal, wear and tear? But Rav says that it's mutter to go into a deal over here where he's accepting upon himself liability for anything that happens to it besides paying the regular rent. Amr Le Rav Kahana Rav Asi Le Rav I Agra, if he's paying rent, lo pagra, you shouldn't have to pay for the damages. Like that's like, part of the deal over here. It says Rashi, kivin de notos schar, ein lo tvo de mei shivyasa, you shouldn't have to get any money. And I pagra, if let's say he says you have to pay for if he gets damaged, then lo agra, he's not allowed to go ahead and rent it to him. It says Rashi, me'achar she shama abidamim, that's considered now it's ended up being ribbis, right? If the renter himself takes responsibility for the boat, he's going to give back the full value if something happens to it, then what happens is it becomes like a loan, this boat, and now he's giving, it's not like it's rented to him, and now he's going to end up giving it back to him, it's going to end up being ribbis. Shasik Rav, Rav was quiet, and he wasn't able to respond to that. It's like, well, good point. Rav Sheshes, no, my time is just, Rav, why was he quiet? Lo Shmiel Le, Hadatanya, why was he quiet? You didn't hear the price that says, Afabisha Amru, Ein Mekabim Tzon Barzim Yisrael, even though the Rabbanan said, I will explain this in just a moment, but you're not allowed to go ahead and accept Tzon Barzil stuff from a Yid in order to invest for half the profit. Of Mekabim Tzon Barzil Min Anachim, you can't do it from a Goy for half the profit. Aval Amru, but they still said, Hasham Par Lechavero, if one assessed the value of a cow and rented it to his friend, V'amar Lo, and the renter says, Hare Parascha Suya Alai B'Shloshim Dinar, your cow is to me for 30 dinar. If I don't return it, I'm going to give you back that amount. Vani Ala Lecha Sela B'Chodesh, and I'm going to give you to rent it a Sela per month. Mutter, it's mutter to do. Lefisha Lo Sa Damim, because he didn't take on the value of the cow as Damim, as money on himself. We are in the middle of a sentence. Let me explain what's going on here. We know that the issue of tzon barzel, we see many times comes up with marriage. That is, that the property that comes in goes back exactly as it was. If there's a gain or there's a loss, it doesn't matter. You have to get exactly what the person got. So if you have the money guy who gives you something in order to go do a deal, say, Eimei kalben tzon barzel miyisrael, that he says here, if it goes up, I get. If it goes down, though, I don't lose. We don't allow you to do that, but you're able to do the tzon barzel thing with a guy. But we said that when it comes to a cow where you rent it to your friend, Va'armeloni said to him that your para is going to be that water prasach asuya alai b'shloshim dinar. I'm going to pay you 30 dinar if I don't give it back. I'm going to give you that, but I'm going to also rent it from you. That's something which is mutter to do over here. This is similar to Tzorn Barzel, right? Because he's going to get his money for sure. He's getting a 30 dinar besides getting his rent, but it's still mutter to do. Why? Because they didn't assume the value of the cow as a money thing upon him. Said the Gemara, v'lo aso. What do you mean? V'lo aso, he didn't take it on. He says that he's going to take it. It's a 30 dinar. So what are you talking about? He says, no. It says, Amar Avshesh, lo aso dama mechayim. What it means is that he didn't take on the value of the cow is money while the cow is alive, only if the cow ends up dying, then he takes on the money value. But if not, then not. So the renter can return the cow alive even if it goes down in value. Only if it dies, he has to give back the full value that he set up over here. Now, this is different than Tzon Barzel. In Tzon Barzel, you're guaranteed no matter what happens. But in this case, the value of the cow is not considered a loan, and the owner is mutter to take rent, even though he is to take responsibility if something happens to the cow. So we say the same thing over here with the boat. The owner can get rental even if he holds the guy chayev if it gets damaged or if it gets lost, because he can return the undamaged boat even if its values went down a little bit. That's still fine. Therefore, Rav said, makes sense. Amra Papa, Hilchas Halacha is Sfina by a boat, Agro, Pragra. You're able to do both of them. You can take the rental and the damage thing. Beep, turn the page. Vinogu b'nei Kufra. Agra b'shas meshicha, pagra b'shas shvira. And the b'nei kufra means those are the ones who own the boats. Rashi says, b'alei smina kari b'nei kufra, v'isha zofsin osam b'zefes, because they put tar on it. Tar, and that's what they call them, that kufra. Is that lashon. Agra b'shas meshicha, they would take the rent at the time they do meshicha, when it's taken. And they take damage at the time that something happens. Said the Gemara, Atu b'minhaga talia milsa. Does it depend on a minhag? I just don't get what's going on over here. If the renters are going to have to pay for the full value if it gets lost, then you're not allowed to take rent. Like, well, why is it that we allow them to go with their custom? And if it ends up breaking, the renters are still going to have to pay the full amount it was worth when they took it, even if it went down. It was worth less than when it broke. Now, you got to make a choice over here. We can't. Rashi says, "Hechi shavkinan lehu lekabas schar hol v'sofer leknosa kulas." End up getting all of it. What's going on? But the Gemara, mishum demasnisa tanya minhaga. They did this as a custom because the Braisa said that they're allowed to go and do such a thing. Says Rashi, "Says Tanya, the mutter could get Tanya shelo asa dam mechayim and do a mechayim elachem misa nog minhaga." They took it on. It's not that they're minhag and therefore it was okay, but rather that was what the Braisa teaches. So therefore they went ahead and they did that. Okay, my friends, we are going to stop over here. I want to wish all y'all a great, great day.